The U.S. motorist is already feeling the pain. The price of gas is now at its highest level since the economic crash in 2008. And this could rise even further should the U.S. decide to impose sanctions on Russian oil.
Well, no decision has been made at this point by the president about a ban on importing oil from Russia. And those discussions are ongoing internally and also with our counterparts and partners in Europe and around the world. I would note that what the president is most focused on is ensuring we are continuing to take steps to deliver punishing economic consequences on Putin, while taking all action necessary to limit the impact to prices at the gas pump.
The U.S. is the world's largest oil producer, but is also the largest consumer and remains dependent on imported foreign oil. 8% of oil imported into the U.S. comes from Russia, and the Biden administration is seeking ways to make up the shortfall should it impose sanctions. The White House confirmed a high-level team visited Venezuela this weekend to discuss, among other issues, energy matters. There's also been speculation about importing oil from Iran. And while there's broad bipartisan support for oil sanctions against Russia in Congress, there's fury among Republicans about any suggestion that countries like Venezuela or Iran could make up the shortfall.
We should be drilling for oil and gas that we own to replace what we buy from Putin. And the idea of getting gas from Iran to make up for the loss we receive from Russia is insane. You'd be taking gas revenue away from a dictator, a war criminal, and increasing revenue for a religious Nazi, the Ayatollah of Iran. That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
We are producing over 1 million barrels less a day than we were just a couple years ago. We have the capability to do it. And I think that's a much better strategy than begging Saudi Arabia to produce more or cutting a deal with a narco-terrorist in Maduro in Venezuela, which wouldn't even lead to enough oil anyways, or some, you know, crazy Iran deal that almost guarantees there'll be a nuclear weapons power.
Underlying the Biden administration's deliberations about oil sanctions against Russia are domestic political concerns. Prices at the pump are an electric rail in U.S. politics, and looming ahead later this year are midterm elections in which high gas prices could have severe consequences for the administration in charge, regardless of the reason. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.